All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
Thank you all for listening to Excelsior, brought to you by me, Brittany, and Brittany Photography. If you like my podcast, please consider donating to Excelsior. There are three ways you can help donate. If you go to brittleyp.com, that's brittleyghp.com, and you click on ways to donate. There are three ways you can help out Excelsior, and that's becoming a Patreon member, buying some of my photography, and or a one-time donation through Venmo. And everything is on the website, so check it out. Beep, boop, da, pop, pop. If you become a Patreon member, memberships are as low as $1 a month. And as a member, you get behind-the-scenes content. You get a free ticket to my art shows that I do once a month. You get gifts from podcast members. And you also get one free headshot a month. If you guys want to check out my website, you can see when the next art show is, see where my next headshots are going to be. That is all going to be on brittleyp.com. I also now have a YouTube channel, and that is Brittany Excelsior. And you can also check out my Instagram, which is Brittany_Excelsior. Thank you for listening. I almost said your real last name. Tara Mills. Sorry, I almost said your real name. I'm here with Tara Mills. Hi, Tara.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I have so many questions for you.
Good.
So Tara is a romance novelist. She writes romance novels, and she's a writer. And you lived in Grand Marais forever.
Yeah.
And now you're back here while you're looking for a place in Hawaii.
Correct.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah.
And I got the opportunity to come interview you and Yay. Talk about you. So, yeah. So tell me about your, because I feel like we just talked, but we're going to have to recap.
Yeah.
Tell me about your writing journey.
Okay. Started writing in fifth grade with my first typewriter. And
what kind of typewriter was it?
Buddy L.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
It was love blue.
Typewriters. Ooh, I think I have a blue typewriter right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you ever use a typewriter anymore?
No. I'm strictly computer now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But isn't it nostalgic, or is it more like, no, it takes longer?
I haven't used a typewriter in, gosh, probably 25 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
What do you think if you use one? Do you think it'd be like fun? You'd ever want to?
No, you know, it's so much quicker to edit as I go on the computer. You know, I'm really fast with the back space. So yeah.
Yeah, the it's tool. It doesn't so make easier. Sense as a tool. It's just yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so you started on a typewriter in your little desk.
Right. And I filled boxes of nonsense.
Nonsense?
Well, you know, I thought they were fantastic. But, yeah, I wasn't exactly my harshest critic at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
But I still probably understood the limitations of my newness, you know, and so... Because I wasn't sharing it with anybody else either. But I was pretty happy about it, you know, that I had. The poetry especially, I thought was, wow, moving.
Yeah. And now you don't, looking back, you don't think that.
Oh, I can't imagine that it was any good.
Really?
We all have to grow.
Yeah, we grow.
Yeah.
But I feel like looking back, I bet it was still pretty good.
I suppose
it's just a different person.
I was trying to model myself on people who are much older, much more experienced, and Yeah, I always was a big reader, so yeah, definitely. I had aspirations.
Yeah, very cool.
I'd mentioned Robert Frost, and I had a book of poetry, and so it was definitely trying to aim for stuff that, you know, he could have written. But
yeah,
you don't want to imitate anyone. You do need to find your own voice.
Yeah. So you started out doing poetry. Did you ever think you'd be a writer?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
That was your dream?
Yep. Yep. Since fifth grade. That Very was when cool. my teacher said,
"Yeah,
I see that in your future," you know. She wrote it down for me, and, like, that was cool. So I think, yeah, it definitely planted the seed.
Very cool.
Because until then, I wanted just to be a go-go dancer.
You did?
Well, you know, I was a child of the 70s, you know, so, yeah. You see the variety shows and, you know, the bell bottoms and the sequin tops and everybody just going around and
yeah, that would be fun. I want to be a go-go dancer right now.
I think I'd be fun. Horrible. I'd be horrible.
You would be?
Oh gosh, I have no sense of rhythm.
Really?
Yeah. When I drum right, my husband actually looks at me and goes, "That was pretty good." And
like, I mean,
a little surprised. Yeah, absolutely. I'm the one who throw things off.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Funny. So now here you are as a romance novelist. And, okay, so I guess we're going to pause because that's the pizza.
Okay.
Because we are, so this is a food-based podcast, so we are going to indulge while we're doing this. So let's put a pause. I will get the pizza and we'll start back at talking about your romance novel. So.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Tara, we are back. And we have pizza, which is one of your favorite foods.
Yeah.
Which you like? This is sausage pepperoni. This is the only one I can find that's close enough to.
Nope, that's fine.
Sausage
Perfect.
And cheese.
Perfect.
How long have you? Do you have a favorite pizza place around here? Like when you were younger, growing up in Excelsior, could just be a place that's not
you
there
know,
anymore.
I used to like My Pie.
Mm.
You know, I like the chunky tomatoes on the sauce and everything. And
it's like, isn't it like a deep dish?
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
Are you right?
Sorry, the sounds. Yum. They still have those, don't they?
That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't been down here very long. I haven't gotten to everywhere.
Okay. How long Could have be. You lived in Grand Marais?
Well, we did for 26 years.
Okay. Okay. So when
25.
When your youngest was?
He turned 5 up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you moved up there then?
And he's 30 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spencer, my roommate.
No. This is Alec.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought Spencer was the youngest. He's
no, he's
not?
Middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So when... Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, your kids grew up there. How did you like growing up in Grand Marais?
I didn't.
I mean, sorry. Raising kids in Grand Marais is what I meant to say.
Well, I liked raising them up there a lot. We have a lot of great memories.
Yeah.
It was a good spot for them.
Was it different than... where you grew up in Excelsior?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Much smaller. The population in Grand Marais was like 1,500.
Okay.
And I think the county might be around 5,000 total. And it's a huge county.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of space and a lot of...
What drew you there?
The beauty. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, you're very, like, I mean, obviously you're a writer, but you're very artistic.
Yeah.
Do you think that being up in Grand Marais really fueled your creativity?
I think it did, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was writing in the wintertime, you know, and just kind of shelving books.
Yeah.
And then eventually I decided to take them out and start submitting them, and next thing you know, I was signing contracts, so...
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have a few questions. So first of all, how do you stay motivated creatively for each book? Like, how do you get into the creative headspace? Do you have a system?
No. I just have to have the idea. You know, okay. I'm what they call a pantser. You know, it's by the seat of your pants writing.
Oh, okay.
Instead of a plotter.
Okay. And, yeah, like very like planned out. You're like very like
yeah.
You're more. What am I thinking? Like intuitive and just whimsy and like yeah. kind of go with the flow on your gut and like kind of take it instead of like sit down and like plan it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I usually need is an inspiration, a spark of something that be like this would be a great start to some an introduction to characters and my rom-com that I brought, Accidents Made the Heart Grow Fonder.
Yeah.
That started because I was driving home from work. It was just before we moved up to Grand Marais. But I was working in Golden Valley
mm-hmm.
and cruising past Channel 11 at the time on 55 and then going across to to General Mills, you know, mm-hmm. I saw this jogger, okay?
Yeah.
And he had these black shorts on, and I got a little focused on his shorts as he's running in front of me.
Oh, wow.
And I just ran up the curb a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was just, like, so focused on his fanny, you know, that I just drove up the curb a little bit and then just popped back down, you know, but I'm like, oh my god, that's so embarrassing. And then I thought, well, that would be a great start to a book.
Oh my god.
And so that's how I have that, except that I just obviously played with it a bit, you know.
Yeah.
For comic relief.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And so, yeah, every time they come across one another, he's just worse for wear for it, and he's practically a little frightened of her at a certain point, you know, because
oh my
she's,
gosh.
Yeah, he just can't avoid her without her hurting him somehow.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
So he took a tumble over bushes to get away from her that first time.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to maybe, let's just put the plates here.
Okay.
So that way we're not, you know, the sound is all bumpy. That's so cool that you get your ideas like that. Do you ever, what other things inspire you? So, like, real life experiences, just kind of, like, do you meditate a lot? Because I feel like being in nature, you see a lot. Or even Grand Marais has a lot of tourists. Do you ever, like, people watch and you're like, oh, that's really romantic. Because I always hear that, like, people go up there to get married or get engaged or just have a romantic getaway.
That is big, yeah.
Yeah.
Forest fires. I put that up there, although I didn't say it was. Their cute meet starts with something we witnessed in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
A flat tire, and the guy didn't have a good lug nut wrench, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so, yeah, it just split on him. And so he was stranded. He couldn't change his own tire because his thing broke. And then she came up and helped him, took care of him, you know, and yeah, so that's how I introduced them, and then it goes off, you know, when you're a pantser, you can set up the scenario where they're going to meet, you know,
yeah.
the cute meet, if you will, and then they just start taking the story, you know,
yeah.
And it's like kind of an adventure to write that, because then every sentence tips into every paragraph, which tips
yeah.
into every scene, which tips ever into every chapter, and
cool.
you know, you just yeah, it's a linear way of writing, but it makes a lot of sense, and it it's a good way of going about it. I tried to plot one of my books, and that was a nightmare, and
really?
I thought this
yeah.
is definitely not the way I'm
it's just
gonna
not
do
you.
It again.
Yeah, and you kind of have your own flow. You kind of gotta.
Yeah.
Go with what works best for you.
Writing
yeah.
scenes kind of as they, you know, come to you or whatever, and then trying
mm-hmm.
to work them in. And it's figuring out your timeline at
yeah.
that point, you know, becomes really confusing.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely need your beta readers to come in and go, all right, where are we at?
Yeah.
You know, just tell me if this makes sense or,
Tell me about beta readers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I am friends with a bunch of other writers, of course, and what we will do is...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do you hear that loud noise?
Yeah, I do. It sounds like...
A train coming through, almost.
A bunky kind of thing. I don't know.
It's one of the cords is buzzing. Sorry, I just want to see if I can... It's really...
It's really sensitive.
It's this one. Hello, it's my name. That sounds better, right?
I think so.
Is not turned on?
I'm off.
Are you off?
I can't hear. Can you hear me?
I think we're both off.
Oh.
Say
hello. Okay, I can.
Do you hear you?
I hear me. Can I hear you?
Yeah, no, I'm off.
Yeah.
That's probably why we don't hear the buzzing. Hello, hello. Oh, hello. I'm
back.
Here. I'm back.
She's.
It's
back.
Less. I think the. I think this buzzing is a little less. You can still hear it, but.
Okay.
Right. I hope.
I think so.
Okay, we'll continue because I don't want to interrupt this story. Okay.
Okay.
So okay, continue. I'm sorry. This. Sound stuff is oof.
What was I saying?
Okay, so we're talking about beta readers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, yeah, no worries. It is getting people that you trust to read your books before they go to the editors.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they're the first eyes on the project beyond your own. And I actually do use a couple family members. My daughter-in-law has done some beta reading for me, and then my husband will do it too.
Oh, cool.
And what I ask from him is to get in the mail head, you know? It's like, does this dialogue work? I mean, is it how a guy would say something or what he would be thinking? Or, you know what I mean? It's just, yeah, because I don't want to make any mistakes on that, and I think I do it pretty well, you know, because I get good feedback from other men who've read it, you know, or read my stuff. And then I also have other writers that I will swap projects with, and I'll read theirs, I'll read mine, and they are also good brainstorming with me, you know. And it's like, okay, I'm kind of caught on this. What should I do? Or whatever, and vice versa. And that's really nice to have that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, once we're pretty good and we might have, like, fleshed out something a little more or caught some things, you know, or you change this person's name here, you know, or whatever, because I've done that, you know, because you'll have read or written another story and then you start rewriting that character's name in a different book and it's like nope.
So, yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so they'll be the one that catches that for me, like, first.
Oh, that's so cool. That's really cool. So those are beta writers. Do you use them for everything?
I try to. Yeah, it's again, yeah, because it costs a lot of money to get a really good editor. And so the less you have them nitpicking the little stuff, you know, it just makes it a lot cheaper, not to drag everything down.
So we are eating Heggie's pizza for the first time. So you'll have to let me know. You've not ever had Heggie's pizza.
Mm-mm.
So let me know what you think.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so you have... Yeah, we have a pepperoni and sausage, and Heggie's pizza is like a Minnesota staple. I don't know a lot about it, but I know that it's like the best bar pizza. This is good. I asked the woman at the gas station where I bought it from. I was like, is this the best pizza? And she's like, well, I only like it when I'm at a bar.
Mm.
But whatever that means. And then she said that she doesn't drink anymore. So she doesn't eat Higgies anymore. Which I wonder, because now that I'm eating it, it's pretty salty, isn't it?
It seems so.
Yeah, because I know that, like, a lot of bar food is very salty, because when you're drinking, they can't, like, taste as much. So it's like, maybe that's why it's the best bar food, because it's salty pizza. But
I like to play with my pizzas when I get them home. I know if I'm gonna do something in the freezer, I'll take out the basil and the oregano, and maybe do a little more garlic and onion on there or whatever.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah, I've done that. Add it to your pizza. Yep. That's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love garlic. Do you like? Oh, I love to cook with garlic so much. What else did you like? Burgers and stuff is what you said?
Yeah. Just, I don't know why. Oh, just do.
Because they're good. I like burgers.
Yeah.
That's fun. So, like, a good classic American grill out would be good for you. Mm-hmm. Like, a good, like, have a barbecue. Did you see our grill when you came in?
You know, I didn't. Oh. I didn't look. I was kind of just looking around.
Well, it's probably because Trapper was barking. Mm. So, Trapper was your dog, but now he's in our household. Mm-hmm. And he's a naughty boy, isn't he, sometimes? He gets into trouble. He's so naughty.
What did you do?
No, he's just a little naughty. He's a runner, so sometimes he'll run.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
He'll just come back. Or he won't come back, but he'll wait for you. It's not like he'll keep running. Like, he'll run, and he's like, okay, I'm done. Now I'm going to wait for someone to come find me.
He did that when he was just the smallest puppy, and we looked everywhere, and he wasn't coming out, and we were calling in the woods, and finally Alec found him and had to carry him home, you know, in his arms.
Are you serious?
He was just, yeah. But
a little baby.
He's been doing that all along.
Oh, my gosh. A little stinker.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Hard to break habits, huh?
Yeah, and then you'd get your brother into trouble.
He would?
Oh, yeah, because he was the one. He would instigate things, and then Hawkeye'd go out, and then Hawkeye'd come home first, and then he'd sit there at the door waiting for him, and then he'd, like, reprimand him for not coming home when we were calling, you know?
Oh. He's such a little stinker, but he's a delight. He's such a bright...
He's got a good personality, for
he
sure.
He does. He's so happy. He's a happy boy. Yeah. And he wants your pizza.
I know. Yeah, you... just not happening.
It's not happening, Trapper. But yeah, and him and Nally are like in love.
Are they?
Yeah, we were gonna have a dog wedding for them yesterday, but it didn't work out because they just love each other. It's so cute. They're just like a little couple. Talk about romance. So also while we're eating, I want to talk about those books that you talked about. So food.
Oh, sure.
So I do the hashtag food porn photo shoot events. And those are like where I get people together and I do like photo shoots and we pick out food and we just get weird with it. Like whatever happens. Like, you know, I let people be creative and kind of do stuff with the food that they want to. And it always turns out really fun. Mm. But you kind of use food in your art and your writing. And you do romantic, like, kind of with food and baking and cooking. So tell me about that.
Okay. I'll give you an example from Accidents Make the Heart Grow, founder of my rom-com. He is a news director at an independent station and works weird hours and long hours. And so when he finally... calls her up, has the nerve to call her up, because it really takes a bit of courage after she's kind of wiped him out a few times. He has her come over to his apartment because it's just too late to go out anywhere. Yeah. He cooks for her, you know.
Aww.
And yeah. She takes him out then too, and he's horrified.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
So it's kind of comical and like fun and
She goes, "Oh, you have a gym in the room, you know, your house, your apartment." And he's like, "Yeah." And she sits down at it, and it's like pull the weights down and whatever, but she didn't have the other side, and she wings the metal handle up, and it just knocks him right in the face.
Oh my gosh.
Just right in the jaw.
That's funny. Oh, that's funny. How do you think of that? Have you seen?
No, I don't know.
That's so funny. So you're kind of, you have a good sense of humor too.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. Now, have you written anything besides romance novels?
I used to blog a lot. Well, and I don't know. I will write topical pieces about news and things like that, and yeah, just articles and things. I'd respond to them, and that would like prompt other things, you know, from people. And I got a lot of followers just doing that. It was so strange.
I mean, blogging and stuff.
Yeah, but then once I got involved in the writing for romance and stuff, I kind of wanted to step back from all of that, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But I kept a lot of it in folders, you know, hard copies, okay. just to remember it all.
Trevor, go lay down.
Go lay down.
We can hear you, bud.
Yeah, go. Where's your dad? Go lay down. Or go find your brother, dad, whatever.
You're like, whatever he is now.
You know, I don't
your
know what
new
to call
family.
Him.
Trevor, get go.
Go on.
Go lay down.
Go. I know. You don't get to see me very often.
I know. He's like, loves you. He should come lay right here with you. Oh, but then he's like head first
yeah.
in the pizza. It's so funny.
He'll just go slide right
so
over.
So what kind of blog did you do? So is this like, are you talking like before like Twitter and stuff? Or is this like...
It was really early. Okay. I wasn't on Twitter yet.
But you are now, right?
Yeah.
What is your Twitter?
It's Author Tara Mills.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have to put that in a link for
people.
Yeah.
I was writing a lot of things about politics and things like that. That's why I didn't want to go there. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. because I don't know, you don't want to turn people off. But I guess now. If anybody's reading my books, they can probably see where I am politically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to come through.
I love that, like, being a writer, so you probably get to express, like do a lot of the things you write kind of relate to, like, current events and things that are happening in the world?
I do. In fact, I was telling you, you know, that one of my books was in response to a lot of domestic violence stories that were out, and that's why I wrote that. And that came out just after? No. Yeah, it was just after I did one on Iraq, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, I put... a journalist there in 2006, you know, when we were over there, and had him kind of go missing, but that was after I was reading so much about how dangerous it was for war correspondents and that, you know, to be covering those situations, and I had also been really moved by what had happened to Daniel Pearl. You know, in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to write something about that, you know.
Yeah.
I know, not every romance is all flowers and candy or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can definitely get involved in a lot of important things. My romantic suspense, you know, it was, I would have to say it's based upon the division in this country right now, you know. Shadows and Doubts, she's my civil rights attorney, and definitely being bothered by someone that you would recognize, the type of person that would definitely be against her clients, and you know, she was very LGBTQ involved, so...
Do you ever, like, you have a lot of, like, what kind of couples do you have? I guess so the question I'm asking, do you have different types of couples? Like, with the LGBTQ, LG, I can't even say it, oh my gosh. But yeah, like, is it always heterosexual couples? Is it, like, do you have gay couples? Do you have couples that are, like, you know, maybe, just different kinds of, like, transgenders?
I have, one book that I wrote that is, a bi couple, women, and then they invite a third in, so it becomes polyamory.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too. Yeah, okay.
But that's pretty much the extent of it. Yeah, okay. I that is part of my Pelican K series, and I was with a publisher, and they wanted me to launch a type of what do you call it? The heading of them was like romance outside the box. Mm-hmm. And they were going to be doing some things like that, and they wanted me to submit some stuff. And I wrote the first one, and that was Intimate Strangers. Mm-hmm. And I think that shocked a lot of people. But again, it's mm-hmm. It was intended to.
Yeah.
You know, it's what we accept, or what I gotta remember how I wrote that. What we presume is right, wrong, and excusable in the gray, you know. Mm-hmm. The couple doesn't, it's not the same couple that starts out in the book, you know. Mm-hmm. But I thought, wow, that was so challenging. But I liked it, you know. Yeah. That I needed to keep doing that, you know, doing a couple more. So
yeah,
I wrote the next one was with the guy character that I introduced from the first book. That the next, it was like he was involved in it, but it wasn't his story, you know. So I wrote his story next, and I started right out with him being, you know, with the mother of a girl that he ends up with,
first,
because she was kind of a cougar and he was just the bartender that she picked up, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Before he meets her daughter, who is far more appropriate for him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I know. Whoa.
So that was tarnished hero.
Does he hook up with both of them?
Yeah, well, not together, I mean, but yeah
separate,
because
yeah.
Her mom was not really a good person to begin with, but yeah, he had to kind of get over his love interests, feelings about, well, you mm-hmm. know, he was with my mom first, you mm-hmm. know. And then the next story is with his sister, mm-hmm. you know, and her love interest. And then it comes, the last one is friends of theirs, you know, the two girls and the guy.
Fun. So there's some fun twists.
I know.
And drama, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Drama sells, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you gotta have some conflicts, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your number one selling book? Mm. Or like your most popular?
I would say it's Accidents. Accidents Make the Heart Grow Fonder.
And what year was that?
You asked me that already, and I said I didn't know. I can't remember.
And why was that one the most popular?
Just because it's really funny. I've had more people tell me how hard they laughed reading it.
Oh, you fun. Know,
just like getting strange looks on their commute to work or whatever, you know. Another woman let me know she woke up her baby in another room.
Oh, funny.
She was just laughing so hard.
Oh, fun. I love that. Laughter is good. Do you, you say on your commute to work, do you Audible or audio books? I said Audible. Audio books.
Accidents is the only one on audio.
Oh, okay.
Audible. I went indie, and so yeah, that I would have to pay for that.
Yeah.
And it's really expensive.
Really, to get that. Audible?
Yeah, you have to
audio. I keep saying,
yeah, it's expensive. I mean, thousands per book.
What?
And it's hard to get that back, especially
when, well, I guess you have to pay the voice actor. Yeah, almost. Can you do it yourself?
They don't recommend it. I mean, you really got to be able to do.
Because that's a whole different. That's a whole different job itself.
Yeah,
your writer, your voice actor, or you're right, usually not.
Not
both.
Everybody can be both. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I know I'm not. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, you do ask something. My husband wants to do at least one of my books. He wants to read In Love and War. That's the one with the journalist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's told me a couple times that he'd like to do that for audio, and he'd be good at it.
Okay, maybe you should have him do it.
I know. Yeah. We'd have to set up, get the equipment and get a good soundproof and everything.
Now that brings me to my next question. What are your kids? Don't you have all sons, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How do they feel about their mother being a romance novelist?
I think they're all right with it. I mean, nobody has said anything different.
Yeah. They're not like, ooh, like, you know, do they ever ask you for romance advice?
No.
No?
No.
I remember, Spencer, I'm gonna embarrass him. Once he said something on his, maybe you remember this, his Facebook years and years ago, something about a cuddle puddle. And you commented, like, honey, what's a cuddle puddle?
You know, I'm still 57, so it's like, I don't know everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, things change.
And, oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of terms that are introduced that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. Do you remember that post?
No.
Oh, funny. Okay, but I thought, I was like, in my head, I was thinking, like,
oops, sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I was like, oh, is his mom, like, helping him get a date? Because it was like a cuddle puddle, just like a bunch of people, like, cuddling up. And some girls were like, that's so cute, your mom's on Facebook and she's commenting on it and stuff. So I was like, oh, she's just helping him get a date. So I was like, oh, she's smart.
There we go. Yeah. I don't know if he needs any help. He's pretty cute.
He is cute, yeah, right? Yeah, no, that was years ago, but I thought that was funny. But we popcorn read one of your romance novels with Spencer and a group of people on a porch late at night once.
Really?
Mm-hmm, that was really funny. I wish I remembered which book it was, but...
Popcorn read, what is that now?
It's like where you read like a sentence or a few, and then when you're done, you pass the book on, and then they read and you go around the circle.
Interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I did a library reading one time with my husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fun. I had him reading the guy parts.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool.
Is so cool. And so tell me about his involvement with your books. Like, it sounds like he's a really big support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. And he's read everything I've written, and he's a real good person to have behind me, you know?
Aww.
He's gone to some of my signing things, so.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, in order for you to be a really good romance writer, you have to have a good romance yourself, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not necessarily, but it sounds like you do.
I think there's a little of him in all of my heroes.
Aww.
You know?
That's so cute. And you guys are high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
And that's adorable, because you guys started dating when? How old were you?
Well, I was just at the end of 10th grade. Yeah.
Okay.
And he just finished his senior year, so, yeah.
That's so cool.
We started dating at his graduation party.
Are you serious? Yeah. For high school?
Yeah.
Cute. That's adorable. And your whole life, and then you get married, and then you move to the North Shore, and raise a cute little family and become a romance novelist. Like, look at your life, could be a story itself. It is. And now, that's so cool. What was my I have so many questions for you. I'm just trying to figure out which one I want to ask next.
Yeah.
Do you ever see couples that inspire you as characters?
Yes.
Okay.
Or at least I'll see them do something that strikes me, you know, as funny. I have something that I'd like to write that it was friends telling us a situation where they related it. There was a guy that they knew and a girl that they knew, and they introduced him at a store, you know, and the guy, as they're talking, he reached out just to kind of pull something off of her sweater by her neck.
Yeah.
But the hair was attached, and it pulled, like, skin out for, you know? And I guess she went, and just screamed and just ran away with her hands waving.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, I need to write something funny like that, you know? Just where he is totally, you know, she's mortified, and he's so embarrassed that he didn't even, you know, it was just, you know, pulling this fluff off her sweater or whatever, and it just happens to be connected to her.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. Like, I know. Things like that.
And then it's like, okay, so where would I have them? Okay, it happens in a party, and there's only one bathroom, and she's locked herself in, and nobody can get in there, and they're trying to get her out, not until he leaves, you know, and so how do you get them to the dating stage, you know what I mean? Because she's so mortified, she doesn't want to see him again, but he's kind of like smitten a little, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's intrigued at least, you know what I mean? So,
aw, that's so fun.
So the challenges of now you, working that out.
So tell me, you kind of told me a little bit in the car on our drive here, but tell me about like there's like rules for romance novels. So there's like romance novels, and then there's erotica, and then there's 50 Shades of Grey. No, their own category. No, but yeah. So tell me about the rules. There's like rules to be a romance novelist,
right? Okay, so you can have any kind of story. General fiction, you can have mysteries and detectives and all this stuff. And most of them, not all of them, but most of them have some element of a relationship or romantic elements in it, you know what I mean? But with romance, the romance isn't a sidebar to the story. You can still have the mystery. You can still have the suspense. You can still have that, but the developing romance, the relationship is central in the story, and not secondary. And it is definitely a rule, an inflexible rule, that there has to be a happy ending or a happy for now. You know what I mean? You need to have. They need to be together in some way at the end. It doesn't have to be a marriage or whatever, you know what I mean? Just, but they've decided to kind of like, we're going to work on this or be together, you know? So that is definitely an inflexible rule.
Happily ever after.
Yep.
Have you rewrote a book about a happily ever after breakup?
Have I rewritten one?
Yeah, or not like rewritten like a sequel.
Oh.
Like, okay, now they're happily ever after. But hey, things happen and people grow apart and we had a healthy breakup.
I haven't.
Just curious. Is that possible in a romance novel?
Well, if they've broken up, you'd have to have them getting back together, you know? They wouldn't break up in two different books, I suppose, because there are always second chance romances, you know, so you'll find out that, you know, you'll pick up with them when they're already apart, you know what I mean? But then they come back together. This is the old boyfriend and he had a bad breakup. This is an ex-husband or whatever. And then somehow or another, you know, they cross paths again and then decide to try again,
like,
you know.
They split up and they have kids together, and then they're bringing their kids over to each other's house and they end up in each other's arms again.
Right, right.
Okay, okay. There's a spark.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And why did we do that or not? Yeah. Or maybe it was a good thing that we broke up for a while, you know what I mean? But found out we actually do value each other again.
Yeah.
I haven't written those, but yeah, that's a popular...
But if you were, that was where you would go with that. Or it's a popular genre?
It is a popular, okay. Yeah.
Because don't you see a lot of people getting divorced nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
As
a romance novelist and somebody who has been with their high school sweetheart and still in love,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah.
I think it's just a natural course. I think a lot of people, it's the right thing, you know? I think life is short.
Yeah.
And if you're not making each other happy anymore, and you'd be better off apart, and just, but never take it. I mean, if you have kids or something, you know, never put them in the middle of anything. I mean, just do what's best to have even, you know,
yeah,
a balance for them. Even if it's not together, you can at least be on the same page,
yeah,
for the kids' sakes.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some good advice. And then I would also like to, if you're okay talking about it, because I really liked the conversation about 50 Shades of Grey that we kind of had, the short one.
Yeah.
Because so I asked you what your opinion was on 50 Shades of Grey, just because it was a popular book. They made it into a movie, mm-hmm. which, again, I didn't read the book, but I've heard and I've read reviews and I get the gist.
Yeah.
And you haven't read the book, which I'm surprised, right. Because I thought maybe as a curious writer, you would want to know what the hype is about. But tell me about your opinion, because you and I have the same opinion, and I love to hear it.
Okay. Well, I thought that the premise was implausible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the power imbalance, the dynamic of it all, and how he uses his money and his position, his charisma, if you will, everything, you know, to kind of dominate her, you know. I
almost grooming.
Yeah. It's not a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And the books that I like are people who are very strong and independent, confident in themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like they don't necessarily need anyone.
Yeah.
But they choose to be with someone because it brings out something in them that they hadn't seen or felt or whatever. I mean,
it's a realistic, healthy relationship.
Yeah. I'm better with you. I mean, I'm happy. I'm perfectly great. Or I just enjoy your company. I don't need you, but I'd like you in my life.
Doesn't that worry you that little young children were really into this book and they thought they idolized this girl?
Well, it sets up some really unhealthy opinions about relationships, you know what I mean? Because I want women to be really strong, and I want them to...
Like that mug you got me.
Pardon?
Like that mug you got
me.
Yes. That I absolutely love.
Thank you. Do what's good for you and don't diminish yourself for anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And know what you deserve and ask for it. Don't be afraid to ask for it.
Yeah.
Or expect it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that is a big issue, being a woman and in society, and I'm sure you know. We are pushed to be, we're pushed to be...
Accommodating?
Accommodating. Yes. Thank you. That is the word I'm looking for, accommodating. And we, and a lot of times we don't know that we have that option to be...
Right.
Self-fulfilling.
You can say no.
And be whatever we want to be. And we don't need a man or a partner. We don't need it. It should be a not something that we seek out, like you said before. It's not like we have to be in search of a husband, or like women have to be in search of a husband anymore. Like, we can have a job, we can take care of ourselves, we can be just as much, and we should be finding somebody that is fueling like a added, like a, you know, instead of the be all, I guess, the everything. Does that make sense? My words are not coming out, but yeah. And that book too. Yeah. I thought we were further than that in life, that like, why do we have to have somebody like a man who has like power, money. And then also from what I read, very kind of stalkerish, because they didn't just show up at her house or something, yeah, like unannounced. Yeah. What I heard. I'm like, if anyone did that to me in real life, I would be like, get out of here. Like, yep. Just, no, that's not okay. That's a boundary.
Right. But the boundaries, you need to set those.
Yeah.
And you don't have to apologize for that.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Or explain it. A guy in this day and age, they should understand.
Yeah. And I do think there's a really big problem with, what is a healthy relationship? I see more than not just like being a photographer and weddings and seeing different relationship dynamics, working in a bar, seeing people, couples come in. And I see a lot of healthy relationships, but I see a lot of unhealthy relationships. And especially the more the alcohol comes into play, the less they pretend to be something else in front of me as a bartender. So I see all of their flaws and all of the things that happen behind closed doors and the arguments. And so bringing that to you as a writer, I almost feel like it's almost like a big like responsibility to like create these healthy relationships to show people, or like show people this is normal, this is okay, this is good, you know, or something like that. How do you feel about that? Is that something that you like kind of gravitate towards? Is that something that you think about when you write and stuff?
I wish I could say I put a lot of thought into it, but I do in other times. But when I'm writing, sometimes it's just a natural fluid kind of thing, and I'm just on an adventure. I'm just taking dictation and trying to keep up with my characters or whatever. And I won't even see new characters coming in until they've introduced themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I won't necessarily even see the next line sometimes until I've just read it, and it's just startling sometimes. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's the writing by the seat of my pants kind of thing. Yeah,
I had a few guests on here that were creatives, and they always said that they get inspired. They think that like inspiration is out there, and it's just getting into the mindset to like gather it wherever it is, whatever it is. It's just like it comes to you, and it's your opportunity to just kind of put it out there. It just comes to you. How do you feel about that idea? Like, do you think that, like, there's, like, this bigger thing out there that inspiration is just kind of floating around and you're supposed to be gravitating? I don't know. How do you think inspiration works?
Yeah, just being aware, you know, sometimes, and quiet.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking all the time, you're not listening, you know, and sometimes that's all you have to do for someone to just like pop something else into your head, and then you go into a whole different direction you hadn't even like considered.
Yeah.
And yeah, just that's important, you know, and just being observant.
Yeah.
And it's huge. It's huge.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reflecting.
Yeah. No, that's
funny.
Good. That's good.
So you don't. So I guess going back, I love everything you're saying, but so you don't actually think about like healthy relationships and boundaries. You just know that what is a healthy relationship when you write.
Right. And if I want a character to be not so great, I know how to write them. You know what I mean? They're definitely going to exhibit behaviors or whatever that I'm not real keen about.
How come you don't have a movie yet?
You know? That's so funny that you ask that. My husband wants me to get into screenwriting.
You should.
Yeah, or at least even try and adapt something to screen. I would like to see my my short, it's just a novella. It's called The Senator's Wife.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that on something. And then I guess I'll tell you a little bit about it. This one was inspired by Canadian radio. We would listen to the music shows up there, and they'd do this segment behind the radio, behind the music segment, and give you a little feedback on stuff. And they talked about Justin Trudeau's mom when she was the First Lady of Canada.
Yeah.
She just disappeared. Just took off for a week. Nobody knew where she was. She didn't even tell her husband, you know. And she was partying in New York City with the Rolling Stones.
What?
She was a much younger wife, and she got really tired of just being the First Lady of Canada, you know, and she's just like, no, I need to do stuff and whatnot. But I just thought, you know, that is not your typical political scandal.
Yeah.
You know, where the young wife just takes off and, you know.
How did she get to the Rolling Stones?
I don't know, but she was just partying hardy with them while they were there for concerts and stuff, you know.
I want to party with them.
I know.
What?
And so, I'm just like, yeah, I should write, you know, something, not your typical political scandal, you know. And so the senator's wife is that. She didn't go party with the Rolling Stones, but she fell in love with someone else. Her marriage was technically over, but her husband was running for re-election.
Oh.
So she's basically waiting out the election cycle and all the stuff, you know, that he's got to do for, you know, beforehand, before the election. And so doesn't want to hurt him, you know, until that's over with. But she didn't plan to fall in love with someone else in the interim, you know. And that she ends up being the cause of the scandal, but you know.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It's fun and just to write about her and this photographer she also has always admired, you know, that she meets in Washington at a party and hits it off with. But they can't be together, but they keep running into each other.
And oh my gosh.
So.
Fun.
I know.
Oh, I love that. They should make that into a movie. I can see it now, too. Like, as you're speaking, I can, like, see the characters in my head and how fun that would be.
Because
romance goes over pretty well, and, like, they have it in, like, movies and stuff.
I love this part where, because they decided they just can't, you know, see each other again, and he's got this opening of an art show at this gallery, and he'd asked her initially when they'd first met, you know, you want to come? And she's like, yeah. But, then it was determined that they probably shouldn't, you know. And then she ended up getting dragged there anyway, and he'd been watching the clock, making sure he can, you know, make it. She hasn't come. She hasn't come. And he's just, like, wanting her not to come.
Oh, my
because gosh. It's going to be too hard to see her.
Yeah.
And then she does come too late, you know, close to the end. And so then it's, like, just the circling room, trying to stay away from each other. But then they can't avoid each other. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Just kind of go, yeah, it is what it is. You know, and go off together after.
Cool. Oh, do you ever just get like sick of romance? Like you're like, ugh, I need a break. Or like you go through a phase where you're just like, can I just write something about murder? No, like the total opposite, like a horror.
I have a couple things right now. I'm writing an art heist, and I'm also started another book that's a young woman with electricity running through her. She gets hit by electricity, and she's suddenly, you know,
just like a superhero.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've got something that I started on that, and then I have another one that's three sisters all have the same dad, the spy who loved their mothers, kind of thing, you know. And so, yeah, they end up getting brought into the biz, if you will.
Oh,
after
gosh.
I start with his attempted murder, you know, that somebody's trying to take him out, you know.
So
he fakes his own death. He kills the guy that's sent to kill him, and then makes it look like he was the one that exploded in the car. And so they all meet at his funeral, and then, yeah.
Oh my gosh, fun.
Team up kind of to
what?
Do things, yeah. Live on his vineyard, because he has a vineyard.
I love it. I love that.
But yeah, that was kind of a pretty harsh start of a scene.
Yeah.
This death fight in a parking garage.
Yeah. See, that's, yeah. See, you got a little bit of fire in you, too. Yeah, I love it.
In my book, In Love and War, mm-hmm. that's the one that takes place in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
I how many people? I kill his friend and photographer and a car bombing.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. He's trying to save him, and he can't, and he's just, like, getting pinned down and stuff. That is kind of an exciting book, but yeah. So, yeah, I go in some places.
Okay. Yeah, that's, yeah, you have yeah. that in you. That's so cool.
Yeah.
How many books have you written?
I think I have 9 novels, and I have my Pelican Cave series of 4. I have a number of short stories and novellas. Yeah, so I don't know. I can't say all total. I haven't counted them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Are you working on one right now?
I'm working on too many. That's my problem.
I have multiple projects going at once.
Yeah.
And whatever finishes first is like, okay, yeah. Wow, this is...
I also have another one I'm doing that's a renovation kind of series, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, at least a set to start, you know, so...
Yeah.
But I put my interest in renovating houses into... I dragged it in there, so...
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love, and then I just love the, I love writing too. Like, I mean, I love like storytelling. Like, I can just make up stories and like tell them. So like, I love like the, I have appreciation for what you do. It's a lot of work. And I, at least maybe for me, cause it's,
yeah.
I'm not as fluid, but how long does it take you to like from beginning to end to write a book? Or
too,
a novel.
Too long. I've been on a dry spell. So, I mean, like, okay. I have to be in the right headspace for uh-huh. it. And I can tell you, you know, that just current events and politics in general mm-hmm. and stuff has really kind of put a damper on
yeah.
that for a while. So it's been kind of hard for me to write lighter and upbeat kind
yeah,
of things, you know?
Yeah.
And
when the world is not light and upbeat.
Right, right. You know, and I know the tone I want this book to have or whatever. And,
yeah.
and I wrote a couple different books that just lost that. And
yeah.
I had to start them over, and then I started another one over, and I'm just like, okay, I just kind of have to walk away until I kind of like get through this mood that
yeah.
I'm in, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
It wasn't working for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. In the meantime, I've been reading urban fantasy.
Fun.
which I love.
Yeah, which
yeah.
is a nice break, too. And also,
yeah.
I would imagine this move for you is kind of like, it's you're not in your normal creative space. It kind of throws you off.
Yeah, but I was still kind of going through this up there, so that's mm-hmm. not really related
okay,
to
so
it.
Okay, so it's not, yeah,
yeah.
okay.
No.
Because I know that I go through ruts, and, like, especially if there's a lot going on, like, moving or, like, weird stresses, you know, it's hard to just get back to that space of creating and
yeah.
getting the flow. And
I'm really picky about my setting for writing, too. I mean, I need quiet. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to just not be aware of anything going on. It's like, okay, the dogs are not here bothering me. No toenails on the wood floors, mm-hmm. you know.
Do you shut the, when you had Trapper and the other dog, did you shut the door on them?
No. Mm-hmm. I was upstairs in my loft room, mm-hmm. and I had a great spot looking out west, you know what I mean? And it's really a nice place to sit for my desk, but I could hear them everywhere in the house. It
was like, but they couldn't get up to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they could.
Oh, but, they could.
You
they
know. Just, okay. And then, of course, Trapper.
As he's laying right next to you trying to get attention right now.
He, when he wanted to go out or wanted me to play with him or mm-hmm. whatever, or eat, get me something to eat, you know, he'd come up and he would just, like, lift my hand off the keyboard with his head, his nose, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, just to let me finish this up, you know, yeah. you know, because I can't just leave something, you know, hanging there. Yeah. And then, yeah, if I wasn't hurrying enough for him, he'd go in front of my desk and roll me back in my chair and push me away
from
my
desk. Are you serious? Yeah. That's what I mean. He's naughty. He's a little stinker.
He knows what he's doing.
I know.
So smart, though.
Oh, I know. He is so smart.
Yeah.
Border Collies, too. He's Border Collie mixed with a Carolina?
Karelian bear.
Karelian. Karelian. Yeah. That's it.
The mountain range.
And those are like New Zealand dogs?
No.
Or where are they from?
It's Finland and Russia.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of.
I don't know where I'm getting all my information.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Oh, that's so cool, though. Yeah. He's rare here, though. Like, yeah. They don't have a lot of his breed. Because a lot of people are like, what?
Right?
Who is that? What is that? Yeah.
And they were bred, to hunt big animals. Bears specifically. Yeah. Yeah. But, and so that's why they have teams of them with, like, the Department of Natural Resources, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chase them off.
Oh, that's good.
I figured, you know, we're up in the woods.
Yeah,
that's a good thing to
Grand
have.
Marais. Yeah. Keep the bears away.
They're not afraid of anything.
No. Oh, no.
I know, which scares me.
It's the opposite of her.
Oh.
So Nally over here, she's afraid of brooms. she's afraid of brooms.
Oh my gosh.
I'll just stop there. You could imagine everything else that she's, if I make a weird noise or if this were to, like, this little thing were to fall off the table, she'd go running. Whereas Trapper just sits there, is like, what?
Oh my
gosh.
Why
are you running? Like, it's so funny seeing the dynamic, because, I mean, I will be vacuuming and he's like right in front of it, does not care, and she's like, it's the vacuum.
I have a blog that I wrote about our previous dog. His mm-hmm. name is Dudley. And it was tales of a, what was it? I can't remember what I called him. But yeah, it was related to his fear of steps.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, he never, ever once went up to our bedroom.
Really?
He was afraid to go up the steps.
Stairs, yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't do it.
I mean, everyone has a personality. Is that funny?
We had, we have friends who have a cabin, and he would go around the house instead of going up and down the stairs. You know, he wanted to go in to the lower level instead of dealing with the steps. You know, he didn't like the steps. And then there was also a long staircase down to the dock where their boat was, you know, at the and he just didn't want to go down there either. He would just trailblaze through all the brush and the trees and everything else, and he'd jump off of, like, they had like an 8-foot tall concrete wall to the grass, and he jumped off of that rather than go down the steps.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
That is crazy. I'd be more afraid of doing that.
Yeah.
Dogs, I swear. They all have their own thing. Oh, my gosh.
He had an issue with steps, and I don't know where that came from.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Yes, dogs. But I love them. They're like, if you don't have kids, go get dogs. Mm-hmm. Or have both, because kids should have dogs. I just think they're so great.
Yeah.
But so creative spaces are really important. And yeah, I love it. So I, let's see if I have any other questions. I have so many questions. So I love this. This little, your business card, A Taste of Romance. It must be, is this the only book that you have that's a free download?
Mm-mm.
No, you have a lot of different cards like that.
Yeah, I do. And you can find them on my website.
No, I think, I know we talked before about your photography that you get for your book covers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you like, you can pick them out, right?
Mm-hmm.
From different, like, stock images and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. How do you, have you ever had anyone do photos for you, or do you just usually always mm-hmm. get stock? Okay. Because that's really cool. This is like my food porn juice. it's the one that I have, A Taste of Romance. It has a woman with red lipstick gently holding a cherry in her mouth while someone's holding it above her. You know, I was at a party last night where it was kind of Roman themed, and they had a photo booth area.
Okay.
With a bunch of grapes.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
There was a lot of photos of dangling the grapes over someone's head while they ate it. And that's what this reminds me of too. Yeah.
Fits right in there.
Yeah. That's so cool. I think that'd be fun to do romance novel books. Now, you've done a few book signings.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're telling me you've done a handful at Mall of America?
Three of them.
Mm-hmm. And then Las Vegas.
And we also did, I don't remember, Robbinsdale?
That's here.
Was it Robbinsdale? Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it, though.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of fans that you like to hear their stories, and they're like, hey, I just can't wait to meet you. Like, I really love this.
It's awkward.
Why is it awkward?
I'm really bad in person. I'm just, like, really...
Are you an introvert?
I am very introverted. Mm-hmm. I could definitely live in a cave by myself.
That's so funny. That's what Spencer does. He lives in a cave.
I know he does.
That's interesting.
Because yeah.
I feel like your writing is very, like, you have extroverted characters.
Oh, yeah.
I've read that book that you sent me at one time. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
I don't remember what it's called now because it was so long ago. And I sent it to my Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember it because you were the... I had this Kindle.
Yeah.
I had a Kindle, and you walked me through setting up my Kindle because I had no idea how to use it.
Yeah.
And now I had a book on there, and I got... And that was honestly the only book I ever read, and then I just gave my Kindle...
Oh, that's okay. Oh, there we go. Sorry,
But then I gave that Kindle away. But anyways, long story short, yeah. So your characters are very extroverted.
Yeah, I don't know where they come from. Back off, fuck. Trap. Yeah, you gotta understand, I have the dogs, they look very similar.
Yeah, they do.
And I keep calling Hawkeye Trapper. Hawkeye's with me, and Trapper's...
Does Hawkeye have big puppy eyes like Trapper?
Oh, yeah.
And he does.
He hovers around me, too.
He will
yeah.
do the thing.
Oh, they're very effective.
They know it.
Did I tell you when I had these guys as puppies, I was walking them around the yard before we put our fence up, and so I'd take one around on the leash because we didn't want them to get loose and, you know, trap our rooms again. So I'd walk them around and get them used to our perimeter. We're trying to train them perimeter, and get them to go potty, and then get to the patio door, and you got both of them jumping up at me every time, you know. I clip the next dog on, take him around, and I'm just like getting really frustrated because he's not going to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah. go to the bathroom. And it wasn't until I was like halfway around the yard that I realized I had clipped the same dog that I'd already walked.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. It's like having twins.
Oh my god, so the other dog, I'm hoping he hasn't wet on the rug inside the
That's
door.
So funny. That's hilarious, actually. Aww. Yeah, we love Trevor. Yeah, he is so sweet. Oh my gosh.
I write about a guy with a dog in which one was that? Oh, that was in Love and War.
Okay.
My reporter's got his dog, and she has to watch him while he's over there, and she's not a dog fan or a pet fan, you know. So, yeah, she eventually warms to him, you know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, you got to have the animals involved in the.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like that.
Yeah. So, what are some things that like a fan has said to you that surprised you?
Nothing. I haven't really been surprised. I've been surprised by gifts.
Oh.
I've gotten some gifts from fans that were really surprising.
Do you have, like, a P.O. box that you can, like, have fans send you stuff?
I've just been given things in person.
Okay.
You know?
Just curious, yeah.
Yeah. I had, someone gave me a charm bracelet with covers. My covers on the, you know, the charms.
Yeah.
And a bookmark with another cover, a couple bookmarks, and then a bag, like a tote bag with my titles written
cool.
on it. You know,
that's so cool.
Like, wow, nice.
That
I was
nice.
Thinking about bringing that one today, but I didn't. I needed a little wider bottom for the books that I brought. So,
okay.
But it's really cute.
Cute.
Isn't
that kind of nice? I love that.
I know. It just totally surprised me.
Aww. Yeah, and you also said you were surprised by some of the men that really take to your books.
Yeah, some of my favorite reviews have been written by guys.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
I know.
Cool,
it's awesome. And a writer that he's a guy who writes romance, and he's in Wisconsin, and he's someone that I like to share titles with back and forth too. He's pretty good. So
yeah, that's cool.
So,
do you want to shout him out?
I don't know what his pen name is. It's Dave something, but
okay.
I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't want to give you the wrong name.
Does everybody have a pen name?
No, some people do actually use their full name. Just figured my married name was going to be a challenge. So
it is, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I stayed with the one that I picked when I was in high school. My maiden name just shortened it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went Tara Mills, you know, because it was close enough.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't feel weird about answering to it. I got to tell you though, this last the Mall of America thing, signing one of my books.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done it in a few years, you know, COVID and everything else, you know. So
the
first thing I started doing was signing my actual name.
Oh, my gosh.
But I messily fixed it at the end, but I'm like, gosh, she'll never know. But,
no,
you know,
that's really funny.
They're completely different signatures. I make sure that, you know, I don't write them at all alike. So it was kind of funny. It just automatic, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's really funny. I love that. I love it.
Too embarrassing.
So cool. I don't know if it's embarrassing. It's something that probably only you notice. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't think she would have noticed. When I was gonna tell you too. When I signed my first contract, publishing contract. I told my husband, well, now I am officially myself, and I am Tara Mills, and legally, and I said, who do you want to sleep with?
That's hilarious.
And he goes, both. Never had a threesome.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Do you ever feel like Tara Mills is like a totally like a different person, like you are playing a different character, like you're two different people?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of because I am an introvert, I think of a lot of the things that I have to do anyway as a role. Mm-hmm. This is my role here. This is what I have to be there. And, you know, you would become that person right then, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Then you just revert when you get home and relax, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's definitely me in, you know, my persona, but
yeah,
she's a lot more gutsy than I am, maybe.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, a lot of people will play different characters? They have a bunch of different characters, or maybe two or three or maybe even 10?
Anyone who's worked in, what do you call it?
Writing, acting.
Well, I'm even saying customer service.
Oh. You know?
I mean, anybody who's had to do that and deal with public in any way, shape, or form is very familiar with you step into that persona.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can do that, you know, you That's are not true. Necessarily yourself, but you are
there's
playing
a scene
a role.
In Waiting. Have you ever seen the movie Waiting?
I don't. No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's like a movie. It's like probably a little bit older, but now at this point, but it's like a comedy, but it's about like about a restaurant.
Sure.
And the staff, and this one woman is like, and she just is like, "Hi, la 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 la, like, how may I help you? These are our specials." And she like turns around and like was like swearing and like yelling back, like just a total 180. And that's what that reminds me of, because sometimes it is like that, right?
Oh yeah.
I personally have a hard time with that.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure I play characters, but I've always like with my jobs trying to bring my genuine self, and I have a hard time not doing that.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I've gotten fired for certain jobs. Like, and it goes to the opposite. Like, I'm a nice person, genuinely interested in people.
Sure.
And genuinely care. And I was a debt collector. And I got fired for being too nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did care. Yeah. I was supposed to not care. So it can go both ways, you know, instead of, you know, so.
Not everything is suited for everybody, that's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. But, that's cool.
Just like me saying I have no rhythm, so I'm never going to be that go-go dancer.
Yeah. But I don't know why. I just think when you say that, you said that to me earlier, in my head I just felt like I don't believe that.
Oh.
Like, I just feel like maybe you just like had decided that you have no rhythm and you don't let allow yourself to. Because I was like, I feel like you could have, you could let loose. Especially as an introvert, I feel like you just get so used to being like, no, I can't do it. But if someone, I feel like you could bust a move.
I could probably do it all right.
Yeah.
But.
So I really want to do something. So I have this thing.
Okay.
In my house. So I'm gonna share a little story. Okay. So I have a friend, one of my best friends, who in her house, she always had this painting. And I don't know who it is. Must be, like, I mean, it's a reproduced painting. Like, I've seen it somewhere else. But anyways, it's one of my favorite paintings. It's, like, this bar, and I just love it because I love, like, the feeling of it, and I just absolutely love this painting. And every time I come to her house, I'm like, oh, I just love that. So when I moved here, she's like, I have a housewarming gift for you, and she gave me the painting.
How nice.
No. And so then, I keep changing, like, the story of what's happening. So there's, like, 20 stories in this painting that I have. And I'm always, like, you know, it's completely different or whatever. And I'll have somebody, like, a friend come over and I'll be like, tell me the story of the painting today. And I'll just, like, make it up right there.
Nice.
And I love it. So I want to show you the painting.
Okay.
I'm gonna take it off the wall real quick and bring it in here.
All right.
And I want you to tell me a little story of what's happening in it.
Okay.
I want to hear your story.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Okay.
You're looking at me so nervous.
I know.
Okay.
Put me on the spot.
I know. I totally am. Hold on. She's right here?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's the painting. Maybe as I describe it, well, you can start thinking or whatever. So basically it's like, it's like a, the angle I really like of it, because it's like the angle that's kind of coming down from the ceiling, like maybe there's stairs right there or a balcony, so it's kind of at an upper angle, but it's of this little bar And it looks like it's in Europe to me. Yeah, because it has like, it's got like a very European feel, like a booth, very close tables together. And there's like a guy at like who clearly works there at a till with his hand inside of the till. And then there's another bar. Oh my gosh.
Garçon.
Yeah. He's like holding a tray of drinks and there's two drinks on there. And there's kind of another guy leaning on the bar, kind of looks like he works there. Like, there's so many things that could be going on, but there's one couple, a man and a woman, who are sitting at a table, and it's very dim lit. It's nighttime. I don't know. I love this picture, but it's painting. I would like to know what's happening. Just tell the story of what's happening in here.
I love it. that's Mouillette. And she's out with this guy that she met through another friend. But she's not into him. And he is a pest. He's pestering her. And she's going to have this beer, but she doesn't really want the beer. She really just wants him to go away. And, she'd prefer her book over everything he's suggesting over the table, and she's just thinking, you know, go have another clove cigarette because you trying my patience. She's wondering, you know, if she can, you know, slip off to the ladies' room and find a back way out of here. Maybe she'll even grab that waiter on the way by, slip him her number, because he's actually quite cute, and he, at least, shows an interest in what she wants, instead of telling her all about him and what he likes.
That, I love it, I see it, because it is, it's like a date, right? And yes. Now she's really bored, he's just, yes. He looks like he's trying to dominate her, but she's definitely kind of like turning away from him, like, I want to get out of here. How do I get out of this?
He's pushy and dull.
Yeah, he is pushy and dull. Look at his money and like... Yep.
Just hanging on the table, and she's just like, I don't want it.
Like, he is. He's hanging on the table. Like, his body language is so... he's very narcissistic in this picture.
He's working so hard, and she's rebuffing him.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think's happening with those guys in the corner there? The guy with the hand in the till and the one who's like...
I think he's just making change for this customer who's going to be leaving, and he's probably glancing at these other two and wondering what the story is there. But he doesn't care. He's got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
He's just going to pay his ticket and go, and then... this guy's got his beers to deliver.
Yeah.
I think she probably wanted a glass of red instead of the beer. He probably didn't even ask her what she wanted.
I bet he didn't. He was like...
Yes. We'll have two of these. Ta-da-da. And she's like, I don't even like the smell, and I sure won't want to get on his breath.
Yeah, she wanted she wanted a nice glass of, like, maybe... I bet she wanted a port wine or, like, a Cabernet.
Yes. She wants something that's a lot more complex than the man across from her.
A Pinot Noir, maybe? Yeah, more... yeah, but instead she just gets a beer that's, like, bubbly and is going to make her bloated in that cute little red dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to hear something that's in the book?
I do.
It's my character comparing a woman to wine.
Yes.
Okay, let me go get it.
Okay, I love this. Here, I'll pause. You know what?
Jackson looked at the glass in his hand and tipped it, studying the Cabernet. Women needed to be enjoyed like fine wine. You admired the color, looked for clarity, and hoped
the subtle essence you inhaled would hit the right note with you. Then there was the body, something you'd want to sink your teeth into. And let's not forget good legs. As far as taste was concerned, a hint of earthiness was good. Rich and fruity, of course, and sexy as hell on your tongue. Age and complexity went without saying, but once you'd found that elusive blend, your search for perfection was over.
That was so good. I love that. And I love how that's the wine that she wanted.
Yes.
That man probably could have never figured out like that.
No.
I love that.
He wasn't looking for somebody complex.
Mm-mm.
And she found he was definitely not.
Mm-hmm. And then it also reminds me of, did you ever watch Schitt's Creek? Did you ever watch it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Where she's trying to figure out his, like, sexual preference. And, yeah. And she's there at the liquor store. She's like, you know, I don't remember who said what, but, she's like, I like red wine, but I don't drink white. But you drink red and white?
Yeah.
Or maybe he said it or whatever, but I don't know. Yeah, it was funny. He's like, I like both. And that was wine is so fun to use in a flirty way. Do you like wine?
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like red and white.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But just wine, not actual sexual preference.
No.
Right?
Yeah, no. I'm definitely straight.
No, I like red wine as well. I'm not a big white fan, but I do like a good red wine. Red wine with a nice steak or something yummy.
See, I like to cook with both too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And there's definitely times where I'll open a white and have it, sometimes I want it cold,
mm-hmm.
I like Chardonnays less than I think most people do, because I don't like the oakiness of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the fruitier mm-hmm. whites, and I don't like floral. That definitely not a taste that I'm interested in. But if you're making seafood
mm-hmm.
and or chicken or something like that, it's really good paired with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The whites.
What do you cook with wine?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I definitely do red sauces, and also I like to add red to French onion soups or roasts and things like that, and my au jus and things
Do you do a roast and do you do a crock pot, and then you just add everything into it? How do you
I definitely do that, just cook it long and slow, brown it up first, and then
I love a good roast.
Yeah, and then with the whites, that's when I will throw a Chardonnay in if I'm going to be doing something with some seafood, mm-hmm. and especially if you're going to have a buttery kind of sauce, that works really well with that. Mm,
yeah. Yeah.
We have a recipe that we do for Thanksgiving. It's a champagne butter basted turkey with croissant stuffing and stuff.
What?
Yeah, that's really fab. My husband always does a Thanksgiving. Yeah, I like that. We always start with bottles of, mm-hmm. of champagne on Thanksgiving. They will start with mimosas, and then we start cooking with it too.
Ooh,
yeah,
yum. That sounds so good. Awesome. Well, when's your next book signing?
I don't know if I'm going to have another one.
What?
Well, because if we're going to be going, I don't know what.
What are you
going
to do in Hawaii? You can still sell books, because you sell them over,
it's selling online.
Online. Yeah. You can order them. Where do we order these books?
Amazon. If you're going to go for paperback, you can get them through Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Also,
all the print or the ebooks mm-hmm. are Amazon, Barnes and Noble, cool. iBooks, Kobo Books. There's also Eden Books. It's
this yeah. is a car accident.
Yeah. You gotta take a look at that. Then. Yeah,
accidents make the heart grow fonder, and there's a car that has like a bumper mess yeah. up on there. Oh my gosh! I want to read this.
You book. Should. You should.
What can you tell? Is it like a spoiler alert? If you spoiler alert,
I can tell you it has a happy ending.
Yeah, but yeah, is it a romance novel? No. So is it a spoiler if you tell us like what? How does the car accident? Like, do they hit each other? Like,
no, she's always at fault.
Oh, she is? Yes.
Oh, she's a... Yeah.
She's a ditz?
And she only causes him grief. She can't figure out what she's doing wrong, but yeah.
Oh,
she's,
oh this she's is the one with the...
A
yeah,
nightmare. One. Yeah. Have you ever seen Bringing Up Baby with Katherine Hepburn and Cary Grant?
Uh-uh.
Okay, yeah. She's a lot like Katherine Hepburn, and then Cary Grant is the studious kind of guy who's... terrified, you know, she's messing with him.
Yeah.
And then Bringing Up Baby. No, that was the other one. No. And What's Up Doc is with Ryan O'Neal and Barbara Streisand. And that's another hilarious comedy and okay. same kind of thing. And yeah. he can't get away from her and she's just causing all kinds of mayhem in his poor life, you know, but it turns out good in the end.
So it's like
again.
Yeah, cute. It's almost like an old school. Like yeah. I feel like it's like an older style of film where
very
the girls
much so.
Like, oops,
yeah,
like, whoopsie doo, yeah, like keeps just cussing, like yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of cute. I love that. But I want to know how he got in a car accident.
The scene that
I'm
share
so
in
yeah.
the Taste of Romance sampler, mm-hmm. it's she runs into him. Going around a corner in a grocery store and just nails him in the ankle and just drops him right there in the store. And then his mom bends to pick him up and hits him in the head with the basket of groceries on
his
arm.
His
so
mom does?
He's taken his mom, you know, to pick up some things while her car is at the shop, you know. But so his mom beats him up too by mistake. And,
he
oh
just
no,
gets beaten
yeah.
up by the women in his
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
But so, they end up together?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well,
he's trying to get up on his knees and get up and not put a lot of weight on his ankle because mm-hmm. she really kind of dinged him. And she's like, well, I'll hold my cart if you'll just. You can, and he's just like, yeah, you just stay away from me, you know, just yes. don't even come near me. And she's like, fine, I'll hold on, you know, stay over here. And he puts a little bit of weight on the cart and it just flings away from him and he just goes splat right face
no.
down right on the floor again. And she's like, what? I wasn't ready, you know?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hi, Trapper. I knew this was going to happen. You're like, I can't have you podcast without me. Yeah. Usually Nally's the one on my podcast, but Trapper's here with us today, too.
Wow.
What a good guy. What a good boy. What a good boy. What a good boy. Awesome. Well, so you have romantic comedy, and you have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do like to laugh. And, yeah. you know, I'm a little bit childish in my taste for comedy, too. You know, I laughed at the stupid stuff. You got...
That's so funny. So tell me an example of what you mean by that, the stupid stuff. Sorry, we're getting distracted by the trappers trying to hold our hands.
Just the silly, implausible things, you know, there's a point where she and her niece are out kicking a soccer ball around mm-hmm. and it gets away from him and he's jogging by and it just takes him out. It just takes him out and then she's just like, I will pay you, you know, $5 to go and get that, you know, because I'm not gonna, and she's hiding behind a tree and she's
yeah.
like,
she's, you know, yeah, she yeah. doesn't want him to know.
The niece is negotiating her price upward, you know, before she goes to get him. And then he's just like, oh, man.
Oh
you know,
gosh.
He just can't get away from this poor woman who keeps, you know, making his life a disaster.
Yeah. That's so funny.
And I just, you know, it's just, it's fun to look for all these little things. But, you know, I'm kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm, because I'm very accident prone.
Yeah.
I am. I'm really bad. Clumsy.
Yeah. That's funny.
So.
Have you ever done anything like that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I if I'm not hurting myself, I am accidentally hurting someone else. I mean, like, yeah, I've just taken out my husband a few times too, you know.
Oh my,
like,
gosh.
One time I was cutting his hair and nipped his ear.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No.
Another time I was like, I'm going to be changing the boards out here on our little deck, you know, and of course he didn't hear me or something and walked out the front door right down between the...
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh my god. He fell and hurt his ribs. I'm like, sorry, honey. I thought you caught that.
Oh, no.
You know, because I like to do things. I mean, I'm, like, very handy.
Yeah, yeah.
But not necessarily good at communicating, obviously.
That's hilarious. Well, I'm glad. It's funny because you didn't get hurt.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about or say before we wrap it up?
Okay. Well, I honestly think you should check my website out.
Yeah.
AuthorTaraMills.com. And I have books on there. There's samples that you can read on there, or at least the beginnings of things. And you'll find more information about me on there, as well as blog posts.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
I love it. And can you buy books right from there?
I haven't set that up yet. Okay, so just this week I connected it with Square. But no, but it links to whatever bookstores you prefer. You know?
Oh, okay.
So you can go right from there to whichever you choose to buy from.
Gotcha. And so what bookstores do you sell at?
Oh, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Google.
Do they have hard copies at Barnes & Noble, or do you have to go online?
You have to go online.
Okay.
And, let's see, Apple Books, iBooks, whatever, Kobo Books, and, Eden Books. Eden Books is, a newer platform, and it's, by romance writers and for romance writers and readers, you know. So, yeah, I think it started by a blogger.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so it's grown into a pretty good platform.
Cool.
So I've got all my books there too.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And do you have you have some books for Patreon members, right?
Yes, I have three I brought.
Awesome.
You can give how many ever you away and keep one for yourself.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. I'm like, hey, don't forget about me to my guests, because I like your stuff. So yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I hope everybody enjoyed this.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
This is fun.
And thanks for the pizza.
Yeah, we had a little pizza party.
Yeah.
I think you're the first one that I have on that has pizza, so.
Okay.
Awesome. Cool. Well, check her out and become a Patreon member if you want a chance to get one of her books. All right. Thank you so much.